Hi, you guys. How are you doing? How's everything going? This is Anna with another episode of the English Online podcast. So today I want to talk a little bit about food, or more specifically about diets, like not as in dieting necessarily to lose weight, but diet as in what you eat every day or what you normally eat for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. So I'm going to tell you something that I think not many of you know about me. I was a vegetarian for the longest time, like years and years. I would sometimes eat a piece of fish, but no meat, no chicken, no nothing for years. And I'm going to be honest with you, I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I really didn't miss meat. And to be honest with you, I had a great time being a vegetarian. But here's what happened. I just thought that I was missing the protein. One day I just kind of thought about it and I realized that I was beginning to feel a bit weak. And I thought it was about the protein. It's a bit hard when you're a vegetarian to get enough protein if you want to get outside of dairy. Because, yeah, like I was a vegetarian. I used to eat dairy, like eggs and cheese and milk. But there's only so much cheese that I can eat. And there's only so many eggs that I can eat and so much milk that I can drink. And so at one point, I kind of got tired of having dairy as my main source of protein. And I didn't really know what to do. And like I said, I really enjoyed being a vegetarian, but I slowly kind of got back to eating a bit of meat here and there. And right now I'm eating a bit of chicken, even a bit of beef. And what I'm doing right now is I'm trying the low carb style of eating or the low carb diet. And I'm finding it kind of interesting because the food, I like the food involved. So I'm wondering if you know anything about the low-carb diet or if you follow a specific diet or a strict diet, I don't know. Or what are the foods that you eat, or if you're one of those people who just eats anything and everything, whatever you feel like eating, what is it? And so here's the expression I wanted to sort of talk about today, which is comfort food. And that's what made me think about all of this. Because when I was like a vegetarian, it was kind of easy to find comfort food. It's really easy to find a lot of good food that doesn't have meat in it. But now that I'm beginning again on low carb, because I already did it in the past, but I'm kind of beginning it again, what are the comfort foods for a low carb diet? So first of all, I think you understand what comfort food is, right? It's basically food that gives you comfort. So traditionally, a tub of ice cream would be comfort food. Like a bag of cookies would be comfort food. Chicken soup. If you're feeling a bit sick, if you're a bit under the weather, if you're like sneezing, you would like stay home at night and, you know, watch a good movie and have a bowl of chicken soup. And that would make you feel better. So that's comfort food as well. Not necessarily the most nutritious kind of food, usually. But it's food that makes you feel good when you're a bit down or maybe when you're a bit sick. So now I'm thinking about the low-carb diet and I'm thinking like what kind of comfort food can we have with low-carb? Maybe what? Nuts? Walnuts and peanuts and hazelnuts? I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe nuts. Maybe olives. I mean, bread is out. Cookies are out. Any kind of product that comes from wheat or that uses any kind of wheat flour as an ingredient, that's out. So maybe it's still possible to make chicken soup in a low-carb diet. I don't know. What do you think? Give me your tips. And for those of you who don't know, I'm just assuming that everyone knows what low-carb is. But actually, if you don't know what the low-carb diet is, it's this diet where you really limit the intake of carbohydrates. Okay, and you up the intake of fat. So to put it simply, usually it's a lot of meat, you know, some vegetables. Dairy is usually okay, but stuff like bread and pasta and sweets, that's all out. Okay, so let me know what your favorite kinds of comfort food are. And if you have any tips for comfort food in a low-carb diet, let me know. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Bye.